Good morning. It is 8:14, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumnick, Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. Big event coming up this Saturday, 30th. We don't count last year because last year just didn't count.
Skip over
in any events that were scheduled last year that didn't happen. This is the year, so this is the 30th annual the Mexican Fiesta at St. Pat's Church, and here to talk more about it this morning, Gail Steffen. Gail, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Just fine, thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Also, Irene Ponce. Irene, good morning. Yeah. How are you today?
Irene Witherby.
Oh, see, why did I have the wrong name? I'm sorry, Irene.
Okay. We have two Irenes on there.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, I apologize for that. All right. Well, guys, thanks so much for coming in with us here this morning. So, yeah, you know, last year we just kind of, we don't count any of that, right? So this is the 30th annual event. And I've been before it. It's such a really, really fun day. I mean, food, music, games. This is kind of, I guess, Gail, kind of, it's a whole family thing, right?
It is very much a family affair.
Yeah,
they have the kids' games and pinatas, so the kids wait around for that. They enjoy that. So,
and this is a big event to get put together and put on. It takes a lot of people to help out with this thing.
Yes, but we have some very awesome volunteers at St. Pat's and our sister churches, IHM and Corpus Christi. We have a lot of help. We have very, very awesome help.
Yeah,
and also the community. I have to say, we thank the community of Galesburg and surrounding community for all their support.
Yeah, and again, it's the 30th year, so obviously it's been something that's gone well in the past because it keeps happening, right?
Correct. It is our biggest fundraiser for our church, and we can't top it, so
yeah.
we just keep doing it.
Absolutely. Well, again, it comes up this Saturday, gets underway at 11 o'clock at St. Pat's Church, 858 South Academy here in Galesburg. Well, let's talk about, Gail, let's talk a little bit about what's on the menu for this weekend.
We have three dinner choices. It is three tacos, rice or beans, three tostadas, rice or beans, and the third choice is two tacos, one tostado, rice or beans. So we've modified our menu this year because of the changes. So it's a little less than people are used to. But it's still really good food.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, the volunteers that help with the cooking, everything, the food is always outstanding.
It is really good.
Absolutely. So, again, it's $10, includes your drink as well. Mm-hmm. Also, if the kids, if they don't like the rest of what you got, there's hot dogs available, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
We have a hot dog combo for them, and it's the hot dog chips and drinks.
So. Yeah. And the other thing is, if you don't have time to go and stay and hang out, enjoy all the other festivities, to-go orders. 351-0038 would be the number to call if you want a carry-out order. And I'm sure you probably, Irene, probably get a lot of those, don't you? And kind of try to get those ready on the side.
We're expecting more this year than we have in the past. But, you know, people, I think, enjoy coming just to sit out and talk to and visit with friends and while they enjoy the music and the food.
Yeah, bits and pieces will be playing for us this year. So
we
will enjoy that outdoor seating too.
Yeah, that's the thing, I think. And maybe I'm hoping this year, because a lot of other events, there's a lot of people that are just liking to get back out and doing things. So hopefully that'll be the case again this year.
Yeah,
a lot of entertainment. Like you said, you'll have DJ music. Bits and pieces will be playing from 1 to 3. And so much, whether it's for the kids or the adults, I mean, I think it's fun for us as adults to sit and watch the kids with all the games and everything going on, too.
They have a good time.
Especially the piñata.
Yeah.
They just love whacking that thing.
All right. Well, it comes up this Saturday, getting underway 11, and goes all the way till 4 o'clock. Also, there will be a raffle drawing for a chance to win $1,000. Talk about that.
That is more than we have had in the past, thanks to our very generous sponsors. And the seller gets $500.
Wow.
The winner is $1,000. The seller is $500. So
that's pretty good.
And if they sell their own ticket, they get the
$1,500. Oh, can't beat that. That is a pretty good deal. We'll talk about what this benefits, helping out the church or the churches.
It's just our church, and it actually has become part of our actual budget. So it is very much part of the running operations of the church as well.
Yeah, yeah. So 30th year of the St. Pat's Mexican Fiesta. Again, it's coming up this Saturday from 11 to 4, St. Pat's Church on South Academy Street. Irene, talk a little about what's the favorite thing that happens during the day. I know you guys are all busy working the whole thing. What's the favorite thing that goes on during the Fiesta?
I think it's just the friendship and people getting together and enjoying the company and the music and seeing old friends, making new friends, and then, of course, enjoying the food and thinking about years past and just enjoyment. I think it's just so much fun.
Yeah, and I guess also, Gail, you see people that you don't normally see that either don't go to that church or whatever, just seeing people from the community.
Yes,
yeah.
We definitely have a lot of people that support this and look forward to it. It is all authentic cooking, so we have a lot of people come.
Yeah, I can vouch. The food has always been really, really good.
Thank
it just
you.
Yeah, just such a fun time. And again, the live music will be happening. Lots of games. If you have kids to bring, there will be plenty for them to do. And we're just talking about this off the air. Weather wise, you're going to have a nearly perfect day. It sounds like
we'll have more seating outside this year than we normally have. There'll be indoor seating, but more outside. So. The whole COVID issue people will be comfortable.
I know you said you're hoping for no wind. That's been a problem in the past,
yes.
Unfortunately,
yes.
Right?
We're having a silent auction this year.
Oh, okay.
So it will be displayed and people can come and bid on that. Different from our live auctions that we've had in the past. So,
what kind of items are you going to have on the silent auction?
We have donated items from different people purchasing, or we haven't gone to the businesses this year and ask like we have in the past. A lot of service type things. You know, you can bid on a lasagna dinner for six, or
baked goods, and there's going to be a class being offered on how to make tortillas.
Oh, really?
And I think that would be a very popular item.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's a sign-up sheet for that.
Yeah. A lot of people like tortillas and learn to make your own.
It's a lot of work, but you can't beat them, right?
Oh, right. You can't beat them.
Yeah, fresh homemade tortillas. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Don't forget our bake sale.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Our bake sale that all our volunteers have been making.
Cookies and
cookies,
candy.
Pies. Oh, yes, candy. And so need to come out and, have a peach pie, apple pie, cake,
whatever the case
may
be. Some wonderful food. We know that. That's for sure. The 30th annual St. Pat's Mexican Fiesta again coming up this Saturday from 11 to 4, St. Patrick's Church, 858 South Academy. Just $10 for your dinner. Different dinner combinations available, includes your drink. If the kids want something else, hot dogs for the kids, and just so much. It's always so fun with the entertainment. I mean, bits and pieces. Love listening to them. They do a great job. You can have a DJ earlier, but the games and the bake sale, silent auction, so many fun things going on. As far as the raffle, how much for a ticket for the raffle?
$1 a ticket.
Just $1 a ticket, okay, and a chance to win $1,000.
Yes, so you can buy as many tickets as you like on Saturday, so the drawing won't be till 4:00.
All right, very good. Well, anything else that we need to know about the fiesta going on this weekend?
No, we just like to invite all the communities, Galesburg and all the surrounding communities. They always support us, and we like to say thank you, and to the businesses that support us, and we just like to see everyone out there and have a good time.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully we get a lot out there and guarantee you're going to enjoy the wonderful food and fellowship and a great time. Again, the St. Pat's 30th Mexican Fiesta is coming up this Saturday, 11 to 4. Gail, Irene, thank you guys so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you
for having
us. And hopefully you'll give away some of those free meals.
Oh, absolutely. That's right. We have some free meals to give away. Yum.
That's right. Keep one for yourself.
Well, okay. Well, if you insist, I have no problem doing that. All right. Thanks so much again. Appreciate it.